Mi piacerebbe discutere di uno dei nostri spisa, quel posto, Svieto e Mahabharata.
Now, this will be a very new form of presentation to you. This spiritual knowledge, as it is explained in the Mahabharata, is packaged into an interesting story.
Духовно знание, како е представлено в Махабхарати, е упакирано у врло занимљиву причу.
And this is made so that our interest is taken away from the ordinary things of this world and is captured.
И тоа е направлено на такав начин, да пажња bude podvedena od običnih stvari ovog materijalnog svijeta i da bude uhvaćena.
And this captured interest, we are urged to think about the deepest existential questions of the human being, the questions of life, death, birth, meaning of life, and so on.
I na taj način, sa tako usmjerenim interesom, mi smo natjerani da razmišljamo o vrlo značajnim stvarima u ovom životu, o smrti, o životu, o smislu života i sličnim stvarima.
The Mahabharata tells us the story of an old dynasty called the Kauravas.
Mahabharata nam govori priču o staroj dinastiji koja se zvala Kaurava.
In this dynasty there were two kings. One of them, however, was the emperor.
U toj dinastiji bila su dva kralja. Jedan od njih je bio međutim imperator.
His name was Pandu and he had five sons, the five Pandavas.
Njegovo ime je bilo Pandu i on imao petoro sinova koji se zvali Pandave.
Due to an unfortunate turn of events, he died at a young age.
Na neki način, nesretnim slučajem, on je umro prerano, u ranoj dobi.
So because his five sons were not actually capable of ruling this vast dynasty, embodiment of all virtues, his younger brother Dhritarashtra was quite the opposite.
Dok je Pandu bio utjelovljenje svih dobrih odlika, svih vrlina, njegov brat Dhritarashtra je bio potpuno suprotan.
It is described that he was blind in two ways, physically and spiritually.
Pisano je da bio slijep na dva načina, i fizički i duhovno.
However, as you often find it in this world, these kind of people usually have a great family life, yet hundreds.
Međutim, kao što često nalazimo u ovom svijetu, on je imao veliki i bogat porodični život, imao je stotinu sinova.
His oldest son was a very, a great Nitkov.
Njegov najstariji sin je bio veliki Nitkov.
At his birth, jackals howled, stars fell from the sky, and wild horses of asses were galloping through the towns.
U trenutku njegovog rođenja šakali su zavijali i zvijezde su padale s neba, a divni konji i magarci su jurili kroz gradove i sela.
But his blind father was very attached to him. He thought his son was very talented.
Međutim, njegov otac je bio strašno vezan za njega. On je smatrao da njegov sin jako talentiran.
So it so happened that when it came time for the blind Dhritarashtra to give the throne and the rule to the sons of his older brother, he denied it.
I kada je došlo vrijeme za slijepog Dhritarashtru da preda predstavlje svojim nečacima, on je to odbio.
He said, just like the body cannot exist without the heart, I cannot exist without seeing that my sons and not the five Pandavas becomes the key.
On je rekao, upravo kao što tijelo ne može postojati bez srca, tako ja ne mogu postojati a da ne vidim da moji sinovi, umjesto, a ne Pandave, postanu kraljevi.
Not only were the Pandavas cheated out of their rightful heir, no, these 100 sons, they are so evil-minded towards them, that they constantly try to kill the cousins.
I ne samo da su predvodice Pandava bili prevareni i da im je odbijeno ono što im je pripadalo. Oni su ti stotinu zlih sinova su konstantno meditirali na to kako da ih još i ubiju.
Because they thought that one day the Pandavas might take away their rightful kingdom.
Jer su mislili, odnosno bojali su se, da će jednog dana Pandave možda oduzeti nazad kraljevstvo koje im je pripadalo.
They tried to kill them by giving them poisoned cakes, by burning a whole palace in which the Pandavas lived, and by attacking them with weapons, but the Pandavas seemed to be protected.
Oni su ih pokušali ubiti, dajući im otrovani kolač, isto tako napadajući ih sa oružjem i podmećući vatru u jednoj velikoj palači koja je bila napravljena od laka. Međutim, na neki način izgledalo je kao su Pandave uvijek zaštićeni.
Finally, they invited these five brothers for a play of dice.
Konačno, oni su pozvali petoricu braće na igru kockom.
And in this devilish game, that Duryodhana played with loaded dice, the Pandavas lost everything.
I u toj džavolskoj igri u kojoj gdje je Duryodhana igrao sa opterećenom kockom, namještenom kockom, Yudhishthira je izgubio sve.
They even lost their freedom and had to, and Duryodhana sent them into the forest for 13 years of banishment.
Oni su čak izgubili i svoju slobodu, tako da ih je Duryodhana otjerao čak u izgnanstvo, u šumu, na 13 godina.
Within the forest, something happened which will open our eyes to one prelude to the spiritual knowledge.
I u šumi se desilo nešto što će otvoriti naše oči za preludi duhovnog znanja.
See, once these five brothers felt extremely thirsty, so Yudhishthira, the oldest, sent Nakula, who was the youngest, to look for water and bring the water for these five brothers.
Dok su bili tako u šumi, oni su u jednom trenutku postali strašno žedni. I Yudhishthira, najstariji brat, poslao je Sahadeva na...
Nakula.
Nakulu, ja. Mm-hmm. Poslao je Nakulu da ode i donese vodu za petoricu braće.
Nakula came to a crystal clear lake which looked as beautiful as the lake of Subotica.
I Nakula je došao do jednog kristalno čistog jezera koje izgledalo tako lijepo kao jezero Palić u Subotici.
And just as he was trying to drink the water, you heard the voice of an unincorporated being who said,
I upravo dok je pokušao piti vodu, on je čuo glas neutjelovljenog bića koje je rekla,
wait,
čekaj,
this lake is mine, before you can drink you must answer my questions.
To jezero je moje, prije nego što počneš piti moraš odgovoriti na moja pitanja.
He looked around and when he saw no one he drank.
On je pogledao naokolo i kad nije vidio nikoga, on je popio.
And fell down dead.
I pao je mrtav.
After some time, the four remaining brothers felt nervous. Where is the youngest? And sent Sahadev, the second youngest, to look for his brothers and also bring water for the rest of them.
nakon izvjesnog vremena četvorica ostalih su se osjetili malo nervozni, mislili su gdje je ovaj najmlađi brat i poslali su sljedećeg najmlađeg Sahadeva da ga nađe i donese vodu.
So he came to the same lake, saw his dead brother and overwhelmed with pain bowed down to drink the water.
I on je došao do jezera, vidio svog mrtvog brata, ali preplavljen žeđi, on se ipak sagnuo da pije vode.
And again he heard the same way, same voice. Wait, you have to answer my questions before you drink because it's my lake.
I prije nego što je uspio popiti, on je ponovo čuo isti glas. Čekaj, to je moje jezero i prije nego što pokušaš piti iz njega, moraš odgovoriti na moja pitanja.
When he looked around and did not find anyone,
kada je pogledao naokolo, nije našao nikoga.
He also drank and fell down dead.
On je isto popio i pao mrtav.
The same fate happened to all the brothers. Until only the oldest Yudhishthira was left.
Isto sudbina zadesila je svu ostalu braću osim Yudhishthire. Samo je on ostao.
Now, Yudhishthira came also to the lake.
I Yudhishthira je također došao do jezera.
And when he saw his dead brothers, he was grief-stricken.
I kada je vidio svoju mrtvu braću, on je bio jako žalošćen.
He actually thought his life would leave him at that moment.
On je zapravo mislio u tom trenutku da će ga njegov život ostaviti.
However, he also felt extremely thirsty, so he bowed down to drink.
Međutim, i on se osjećao užasno žedan, te se i on sagnuo da pije.
Čekaj! Oh, this was Yugoslavian. Don't drink before you have answered my questions.
Čekaj, nemoj piti prije nego što odgovoriš na moja pitanja, rekao glas.
When you are able to answer them, you will live and also your brothers. But if not, you will go to the kingdom of death in less than a second.
Ako uspiješ odgovoriti na moja pitanja, živjet ćeš i ti i tvoja braća, ali ako ne, onda ćeš ići za manju sekundu, otići ćeš u kuću smrti.
Yudhishthira looked around. He also couldn't see anyone, but then he asked, "Who are you?"
Yudhishthira pogledao naokolo i on nije mogao vidjeti nikoga. Međutim, onda je upitao, "Tko si ti?"
And from within with the lake, a terribly looking personality arose.
I u tom trenutku iz jezera se pojavila osoba užasnog izgleda.
Ja sam smrt.
Ja sam smrt.
This is what this personality said.
To je rekla ta osoba.
Okay, said Yudhishthira, then what are your questions?
Onda, u redu, rekao Yudhishthira, a koja su tvoja pitanja?
Now, I will present these questions also to you.
Ja ću vam sada predstaviti također ta pitanja.
And I want to request you to answer them.
I želim vas pozvati da odgovorite na njih.
Imagine yourself to be in the same situation.
Zamislite da se vi nalazite u istoj situaciji.
These are questions for life and death.
To su pitanja na život i smrt.
If you know the answer, it will be very good for you. But if you don't know them, you will die.
Ako znate odgovor na ova pitanja, to će biti jako dobro za vas, ali ako ne znate, onda ćete umrijeti.
So, I see our guests are sitting.
Vidim da su se naši gosti pripremili.
What covers the whole world?
A što prekriva cijeli svijet, pitala je smrt.
Molim?
The life.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice answer,
but
it's not exactly the answer which was given.
Ali nije baš onaj odgovor koji je dao Yudhishthir.
But it is actually right.
Ali je zapravo točno. Još neka ideja?
P. please do not be shy.
Nemojte biti sramežljivi.
It is not. It is better to say something wrong than nothing at all.
Bolje reći nešto krivo nego ništa uopće.
Because death might be satisfied with your sincere attempt.
Možda će smrt biti zadovoljna sa vašim iskrenim naporom, trudom. The love of God.
Love of God is covered. Well, it's not very much present in Njemečka.
Nije baš jako prisutno u Njemečkoj.
Their love of the money is very present.
Tamo je ljubav prema novcu jako prisutna.
The answer Yudhishthira gave is ignorance.
Odgovor koji Yudhishthira dao je neznanje.
In the Vedic scriptures it is described there are countless living entities.
U vedskim pismima je objašnjeno da u ovom svemiru postoje nebrojena živa bića.
Who take different life forms.
Koja poprimaju različite životne oblike.
The life form of plants.
Životni oblik biljke.
Of insects.
Insekata.
And the living entities certainly take also the life forms of human beings.
I živa bića također svakako poprimaju oblike ljudskih bića.
But in all these life forms the same mistake is going on.
Međutim, u svim tim oblicima ista pogreška se ponavlja.
The living entity becomes convinced by his false ego, false identification, that he is a product of the material world, and that's ignorance.
Živo biće, zahvaljujući lažnom ja, postaje uvjereno da je ono proizvod materijalne prirode.
Very good.
A to je neznanje. Vrlo dobro rekla.
My second question is.
Drugo pitanje je.
What is faster than the wind?
Što je brže od vjetra?
Very good. You get a full point.
Dobili ste puni poen. Jako dobro.
How did you know?
Kako ste znali? You read in Bhagavad Gita.
Very good. It is more difficult to control the raging wind than the mind.
The mind. Teže kontrolirati um nego vjetar. Nego vjetar koji puše.
If there is a storm, if you go before the storm and try to stop him, it is not possible.
Ako izađete pred oluju i pokušate zaustaviti oluju, to je nemoguće.
It is very violent.
Ona je vrlo nasilna.
In the same way, someone whose mind is uncontrolled cannot he cannot stop his thoughts.
Na isti način, onaj čiji um nije kontroliran, ne može zaustaviti svoje misli.
If you are really a strong man, tell your mind what you want him to think.
Ako ste uistinu snažan čovjek, recite svom umu što treba misliti.
And it is also very fast.
I on je također vrlo brz.
I can think in my mind of Sweden, of Stockholm, and immediately be there.
Ja mogu u svom umu pomisliti na Švedsku, na Stockholm i odmah se mogu naći ondje.
It's much cooler there.
Ondje je mnogo hladnije.
What is more numerous than grass?
Što je brojnije od trave?
This is not so difficult.
To nije tako teško. Što? Stars, she said.
In grass. I'm not a astronomer, but I think grass there is more grass.
Nisam astronom, ali mislim da ima više trave nego zvijezda.
There's also vegetation on different other planets in this
postoji
universe.
Također vegetacija na drugim nekim planetama u ovom svemiru.
So, I think it's wrong.
Mislim da nije stoga tačno.
Yeah, is our young man in the white skirt. Shirt. I think you have an idea. Really don't know? What is more numerous than grass? Well, I could say. Difficult question, it's a fact.
To teško pitanje, činjenica.
Desires.
Želje.
You two knew the answer, huh? You thought like this.
Znali odgovor, mislili ste na njim? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Desires never stop.
Želje nikada ne prestaju.
They're like the waves on a river.
One su poput valova na rijeci.
Whenever you have fulfilled your next desire, one desire, the next desire comes flowing already.
God ispunite svoju jednu želju, sljedeća želja dolazi.
And the desires are very strong because they move all living entities in this world.
I želje su vrlo snažne, pokreću sva živa bića u ovom svijetu.
Our legs are only the chariot. The desires are the chariot driver.
Naše noge su samo kotači naših kočija, a pravi vozač su želje.
Death was quite satisfied.
Smrt je bila prilično zadovoljna.
What does one have to give up to become lovable?
Sad je pitala, što osoba treba napustiti da postane voljena?
I think every one of us wants to become lovable by his near and dear ones.
Svako od nas želi da ga vole njegovi bliski.
What do you have to give up?
Što moramo napustiti da bismo bili voljeni?
Dennis, I think you are. Oh, you heard it already. You get a half point only for good memory. Dennis said pride.
Ponos, rekla je smrt.
A person who is
proud. Dakle, osoba koja je ponosna.
Is not lovable.
Nije voljena.
Even if he is a great success.
Čak i ako je vrlo uspješna.
No one will like an arrogant fool.
Niko neće voljeti arogantnu budalu.
Now, death asks, what does one have to give up in order to become happy?
Sada je smrt pitala što osoba treba ostaviti da bi postala sretna. Desires.
You're on the right track.
Na pravom ste putu.
Can you explain why you have to give up desire?
Možete li objasniti zašto moramo napustiti želje? No, ako možete reći. They divert our attention from the real thing.
Yes, it's a nice explanation.
Da, to je isto lijepo objašnjenje.
Yudhishthira answered pohlepa.
Yudhishthira je odgovorio pohlepa.
Pohlepa, yes. It means, well, you know what it means. A greedy person can never become happy.
Pohlepna osoba nikad ne može biti zadovoljna.
Greed is like a poison which eats away satisfaction.
Pohlepa je poput otrova koji jede zadovoljstvo.
A greedy person can own the whole world and he will want to have more.
Pohlepna osoba može imati čitav svijet, ali želje će imati još više.
It's a disease in the mind.
To je bolest u umu.
A modern disease.
Moderna bolest.
Which is disguised and comes in many different forms.
Koja je prerušena i dolazi u mnogim različitim oblicima.
We are greedy for our name.
Mi smo pohlepni za slavom.
To be glorified.
Da budemo slavljeni.
To have money.
Da imamo novac.
To have sex.
Da imamo seks.
It cannot be satisfied.
Ta pohlepa se ne može zadovoljiti.
What means purification?
Što znači pročišćenje?
This is difficult. I will answer this. It means to purify. To purify the heart.
To znači pročistiti srce.
From unwanted desires.
Od nepoželjnih želja.
A person can be washed very nicely, have nice perfume everywhere, but if his mind is full with material desires, he is really dirty or contaminated.
Čovjek može biti vrlo lijepo istuširan, može biti naparfumiran, međutim, ako je njegovo, njegov um pun različitih želja, prljavih želja, onda će on zapravo biti kontaminiran.
What is the most amazing thing of this world?
Koja je stvar koja najviše zapanjuje u ovom svijetu?
I think every one of you has an idea.
Mislim da svako ima neku ideju od vas.
Yes.
Illusion of Maya.
That's the most amazing. It's quite amazing, isn't it?
Stvarno, prilično začuđujuće, zadivljujuće, zar ne?
Illusion can bring people to fight against each other just because they have want to have a different nationality.
Iluzija može navesti ljude da se bore međusobno samo zato što su različitih nacionalnosti.
But are there other things which are amazing?
Postoje li još neke stvari koje su zapanjujuće?
Someone said it's amazing that Tito was so long the president of Yugoslavia.
Neko je nam rekao da je zapanjujuće da Tito bio tako dugo predsjednik Jugoslavije.
But I think that's also not a good answer.
Ali ja mislim da to baš nije dobar odgovor.
What is most amazing?
Što je ono što najviše zapanjuje?
I think when you hear these questions, you should begin to understand that our Western culture is not very deep.
Ja mislim da kad čujete ova pitanja, da trebate početi shvaćati kako naša zapadna kultura nije baš jako duboka.
I think you can understand that these questions are a little bit important. I mean, they are not ordinary questions.
Ja mislim da možete shvatiti da ova pitanja da su prilično važna, da nisu obična pitanja.
However, it's very difficult for us to find answers.
Međutim, za nas je vrlo teško naći odgovore. The purpose of life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, for some.
Za neke, da.
Ljubav.
Love and goodness.
Yeah. Sometimes amazing. How people stick to each other despite the bad qualities.
Nekad je čudno kako se nekako ljudi vole jedni druge, odnosno drže se jednih drugih usprkos njihovih loših kvaliteta.
Amore is sometimes very amazing.
Ljubav je ponekad stvarno zapanjujuća.
Just remember Romeo and Julia.
Samo se sjetite Romeo i Julije.
Yudhishthira said,
Yudhishthira rekao,
every day living entities are going into the house of death and do not return.
Svaki dan živa bića odlaze u kuću smrti i ne vraćaju se.
If you in Sisak, I'm sure every day minimum one person dies.
Ja sam siguran da u Sisku svaki dan umre barem jedna osoba.
How big is Sisak?
Koliko ima ljudi u Sisku?
I don't know. Maybe let us say Zagreb. In Zagreb every day minimum 20 people. You can look this up in the newspaper usually.
U Zagrebu možete vidjeti obično u novinama. Ja vjerujem da mi najmanje 20 ljudi umre.
Sisak seems to be not such a great town.
Sisak nije baš tako veliki grad.
So every day living entities are marching into the house of death and do not return.
Živa bića odlaze u kuću smrti i ne vraćaju se.
The rest, however,
međutim ostatak,
is become do not make preparations for death.
Ostatak, odnosno ljudi koji ostaju, međutim ne pripremaju se za tu smrt.
And they act as if they would live eternally in this world.
I djeluju kao da će živjeti vječno u ovom svijetu.
Isn't that amazing?
Zar to nije zapanjujuće?
Imagine for instance in Zagreb. I think it's more.
I don't calculate. Yes, I know, but there is full page.
Yeah. See, in Zagreb, for instance, on a normal day, it must be 30 people who die.
Ja mislim da u Zagrebu normalnim danom mora biti da barem 30 osoba umre.
It's like death is like a man, you know, who goes with a sword, it kills every day 30 people in Zagreb.
Smrt je poput čovjeka sa mačem koji ide u naokolo i ubije po 30 ljudi na dan.
Since the time Zagreb was founded.
Od praktički od osnutka Zagreba.
He was working every day successfully.
Smrt je uvijek uspješno radila.
Now, in modern history, a criminal history, there was Jack the Ripper of London.
U modernoj povijesti bio je poznati Jack Trbosek u Londonu.
He killed, I think, 2 prostitutes in 1 month.
Mislim da je on ubio po 2 prostitutke mjesečno.
And the whole town was crazy. All the women thought, when will Jack the Ripper get me?
I sve žene su, cijeli grad je bio uzbuđen, sve žene su bile uzbuđene i misle su, kad će me uhvatiti Jack Trbosek?
It was a history.
To je bila povijest.
But I mean, he was nothing in compared to death.
Ali on nije ništa u usporedbi sa smrti.
Death every day, 30 people.
Smrt svaki dan ubije po 30 ljudi samo u jednom gradu.
Not just young ladies or babies or politicians, you know, from all walks of society, young,
I to
old.
Ne samo neke mlade žene, djevojke, ili djecu, ili političare, ili nebira, nego iz čitavog društva.
But no one makes preparations.
Ali niko se ne priprema.
Isn't that amazing, asked
Yudhishthira?
And death was very pleased.
Yes, smrt je bila jako zadovoljna.
It's very amazing. So, then the death said,
zatim je smrt pitala,
I'm so satisfied with your answers.
Ja sam tako zadovoljna sa tvojim odgovorima.
May you live and your brothers, and they all woke up as from a deep slumber.
Živit ćeš ti i tvoje braća, i oni su se svi probudili kao iz dubokog sna.
And because I'm so pleased with you, I want to give you a blessing.
I pošto sam tako zadovoljna sa tobom, želim ti dati blagoslov.
Oh, said Yudhishthira, make that I am victorious over my 6 kinds of enemies.
Rekao Yudhishthira, učini da budem pobjednik, odnosno da savladam svojih 6 neprijatelja.
And just see the wise king, he did not ask death to kill Duryodhana or his political adversaries.
I samo pogledajte ovog mudrog kralja, on nije tražio da smrt ubije njegovog neprijatelja Duryodhanu ili njegove prijatelje, njegove protivnike.
He said, make that I am victorious over my greed, my lust, my anger.
On je rekao, učini da budem, da uspijem pobijediti svoju pohlepu, svoju požudu, svoju ljutnju,
my illusion, my envy and my madness.
Moju iluziju, moju zavist i moje ludilo.
See, as long as you are under the control of these enemies, you cannot really have a successful life.
Toliko dugo dok smo pod kontrolom ovih 6 neprijatelja, ne možemo stvarno imati uspješan život.
You may be rich and everything, and you may be good in the university.
Možete biti možda bogati ili dobri na sveučilištu.
But you will be rich like a crazy man, or successful like a crazy man. These internal problems will eat you up alive.
Međutim, mi možemo biti bogati, odnosno uspješni, kao lud čovjek. Te stvari će izjesti naš unutrašnji život.
A crazy man can be in a very nice external situation, but he suffers very much internally.
Lud čovjek može biti u vrlo lijepoj izvanjskoj situaciji, međutim, on jako pati iznutra.
So the real enemies are the internal enemies which strike at your vital force.
Iz toga pravi neprijatelji su ti unutrašnji neprijatelji koji udaraju u našu samu vitalnu silu.
Death was so satisfied that he said, yes, but you don't have to ask me for these benedictions, you have them already.
Smrt je bila jako zadovoljna, ali rekla je Yudhishthiru, ne moraš me tražiti za te blagoslove, ti već imaš to.
Ask for something else, please.
Traži nešto drugo, molim te.
And Yudhishthira said, well, then I want to ask you to take care that my mind never becomes diverted from the absolute truths from Krishna.
I onda on rekao, molim te učini da moj um nikada ne bude skrenut od apsolutne istine, odnosno Krishna.
Now you might ask yourself, who is Krishna that the king thought it so important to overthink of him?
Sada možete pitati tko je Krishna, da je kralj mislio da je toliko važno uvijek misliti na njega.
And you have to exercise a little patience before I'm going to tell you the answer.
I morate malo vježbati strpljivost prije nego što vam odgovorim na ovo.
After the banishment was over, these 13 years were gone, the five brothers went to Duryodhana, their cousin, and asked him for some land.
Nakon što je prošlo izgnanstvo od 13 godina, Judištira i njegova braća su otišli do Duryodhane i tražili su da im da nešto zemlje.
And they said, well, you know, we actually own this whole kingdom, but we don't want that. Just give us five villages to rule, because somehow we must live.
On je rekao, vidiš, mi zapravo smo pravi vlasnici čitavog ovog kraljevstva, ali mi ne tražimo za to. Daj nam samo nekoliko sela, jer mi moramo živjeti od nečega.
And Yudhishthira said, no.
Ne, Yudhishthira je rekao, ne.
I won't give you as much land as you can have if you put a needle into the ground.
Neću vam dati ni toliko zemlje koliko se stane pod iglu koju zabodete u zemlju.
Fight!
Borite se.
For your land.
Za svoju zemlju.
Now Yudhishthira had a huge army.
Yudhishthira imao ogromnu vojsku.
And the Pandavas were just coming out of the forest.
A Pandave su tek izašli iz šume.
When the Pandavas left Yudhishthira, Duryodhana, they met on their way Krishna.
I kada su Pandave otišli iz palače Duryodhane, na svom putu su sreli Krishnu.
Krishna had been foretold by the saints and by the Vedic scriptures.
Krishna je bio predskazan od strane svetaca i vedskih spisa.
He had appeared and was prophesied.
Bilo je predskazano da će se on pojaviti.
So Krishna said, I appear to restore the principles of religion and spiritual life, and I have come many I appear like that, and I have made already an arrangement how all this injustice should be overcome.
Ja se pojavljujem da bih ponovo uspostavio religiozne i duhovne principe i ja sam već napravio aranžmane zahvaljujući kojima će sva ta nepravda stati.
I want that you, the five Pandavas, become the instruments in this arrangement.
Želim da vi, petorica Pandava, postanete instrumenti u tom aranžmanu.
I want that you go a war which will be which will remove the thorn of these 100 sons and their alliances.
Želim da uđete u rat koji će ukloniti taj trn petorice tih stotinu sinova i njihovih prijatelja.
So actually you will be amazed to hear a few kings went to the side of the Pandavas and it came to the greatest battle the world had ever seen.
I bit ćete zapanjeni da čujete, nekoliko kraljeva se pridružilo petorici Pandava i započela je najveća bitka u povijesti.
Duryodhana and his brothers had amassed an army which was as big as an ocean.
Duryodhana i njegova braća su imali ogromnu vojsku koja je bila velika poput oceana.
And the Pandavas had only a few men.
A Pandave su imali samo nekoliko kraljeva na svojoj strani.
Now please imagine, there are these military forces poised for battle.
I sad samo zamislite, tu je ta cijela vojska postrojena i spremna za borbu.
But just before the outbreak, Arjuna asked Krishna to draw his chariot in between the two battle lines so that he could see who had assembled to fight with the army. Arjuna, I have to actually introduce him. He is the second youngest brother of Yudhishthira. He's one of the Pandavas.
I sada je Arjuna drugi po redu brat od petorice Pandava, brat Yudhishthira, zatražio Krišnu da ga dovede na sred bojnog polja, da pogleda ko se skupio s druge strane za borbu.
Arjuna was actually a great imagine this enormous aggression.
I zamislite tu enormnu agresiju.
All the soldiers know that this will be the greatest killing in the history of the universe.
Svi vojnici znaju da će to biti najveće ubijanje u povijesti svemira.
Some write letters to their relatives at home.
Neki su napisali pisma svojim rođacima kući.
There is the drums of kettle drums, the sound of kettle drums.
Čuli su se bubnjevi koji su bubnjali.
Nervous elephant shriek.
I slonovi su tulili.
Now, when Arjuna sees on the opposite side his 100 cousins,
i kada je Arjuna vidio na suprotnoj strani svojih 100 bratića,
when he sees his own teacher,
kada je vidio svog vlastitog učitelja,
and his grandfather,
i svog djedu,
he loses his nerves,
on je izgubio svoje živce,
and begins to cry,
i počeo plakati,
and say, how can you expect me, Krishna, to fight against my relatives?
I rekao je, kako možeš očekivati, Krishna, da se borim protiv svojih rođaka?
Why should I fight evil with evil?
Zašto da se borim protiv zla čineći zlo?
At the other hand, however, he was also in a bad dilemma because so many intrigues had been done against the Pandavas.
S druge strane, on je bio u velikoj dilemi jer tolike mnoge intrige su se tu vodile protiv Pandava.
And many more intrigues would be done, many more injustice would be committed by Duryodhana and his 100 brothers.
I mnoge druge nepravde bi počinili Duryodhana i njegova braća još.
So there is also the philosophy of removing a thorn by using a thorn.
I postoji poznata filozofija da se klinom klin izbija.
Izbija.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Izbija. Very nice word, actually. The world stood still.
I svijet je stajao mirno.
Being concentrated on this dilemma of Arjuna.
Koncentriran na ovu dilemu Arjune.
Finally, Arjuna looked at Krishna and said, please just tell me what I should do.
Konačno je Arjuna pogledao jednostavno u Krishnu i rekao, molim te, reci mi što da radim.
And for 1 hour, Krishna began to instruct Arjuna in the oldest and most profound document of spiritual knowledge.
I jedan sat je Krishna poučava Arjunu o najuzvišenijoj filozofiji svijeta.
I will now talk for 5 to 6 to 7 more minutes and try to give you a summary of the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita.
Ja ću još samo 5 do 7 minuta vam govoriti, tako da bih vam dao predstavio zaključak učenja te Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Krishna said, he began by calling Arjuna an ignorant man, a fool.
Krishna počeo svoj govor nazivajući Arjunu budalom, u neznanju.
Yes, budalom, actually. While speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is actually not worthy of grief.
Dok govoriš učene riječi, ti zapravo jadikuješ za stvarima koje nisu vrijedne žaljenja.
Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
Oni koji su mudri, oni ne jadikuju niti za živim, niti za mrtvim.
Please, no, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings.
Nikad nije bilo vremena kada ja nisam postojao, niti ti, niti svi ovi kraljevi.
We exist now.
Mi postojimo sada.
And we will exist in the future.
I postojat ćemo u budućnosti.
So Arjuna, hearing this, was of course very curious. What did Krishna mean? We existed in the past.
Naravno, kad je Arjuna ovo čuo, on je bio jako znatiželjan da sazna što to znači da smo postojali u prošlosti.
Didn't we all take a birth at one time?
Zar se nismo mi svi rodili jednom?
And what does he mean by we exist in the future? Won't we all die in the future?
A što to znači da smo postojali u budućnosti? Zar nećemo umriti u budućnosti?
Then Krishna told him,
onda mu je Krishna rekao,
for the soul there is never birth nor death.
Za dušu ne postoji nikad niti rođenje niti smrt.
Nor having once been, does it ever cease to be.
Niti kad jednom postoji i kada prestaje.
He is unborn, eternal.
Ona je nerođena i vječna.
Ever existing.
Uvijek postojeća.
And he is not killed when the body is killed.
I ona nije ubijena kada je tijelo ubijeno.
And he gave an example, just like a man gives up an old and useless garment and takes on a new.
I on je dao primjer, upravo kao što čovjek napušta svoje staro iznošeno odijelo i oblači novo.
The soul gives up the old and useless body.
Duša napušta staro i beskorisno tijelo.
At the time of death.
U trenutku smrti.
And takes on a new body.
I prihvaća novo tijelo.
According to its different activities.
Prema svojim različitim aktivnostima.
Now when people hear this science of the transmigration of the soul.
Sada kad ljudi čuju tu nauku o transmigraciji.
Understand that you just need to open your photo album.
To je tema koju je toliko lako shvatiti. Jednostavno je potrebno da otvorite svoj fotoalbum.
There is a picture of you when you had the body of a baby.
Tu će biti slika koja predstavlja vas dok ste imali tijelo djeteta.
There is a picture of you when you went for the, your first school day.
Tu će biti vaša slika kada ste prvi put krenuli u školu.
There is a picture of you with your first boyfriend or girlfriend.
I tu će biti slika vas sa vašim prvim mladićem, odnosno djevojkom.
Now, if you are young, there will be one day a picture of an of you in an old man's body with gray hair.
I ako ste mladi, jednog dana će tu biti i vaša slika u starom tijelu sa sjedom kosom.
And if a photographer is admitted to make a photo, there can be also a photo in the photo album of life of your body lying there killed by an accident or killed by time.
I ako fotografu bude dozvoljeno, možda će se u vašem albumu naći i slika vašeg tijela koje leži mrtvo, ubijeno u nekoj nesreći ili ubijeno vremenom.
It's always the you.
To ste uvijek vi.
You're always the same person.
Vi ste uvijek ista osoba.
Your body, however, is different.
Međutim, vaše tijelo je različito od vas.
And in the last photo,
i na zadnjoj fotografiji,
which is usually not in photo albums,
koja se obično ne nalazi u fotografskim albumima,
the photo of your dead body,
je fotografija samo vašeg mrtvog tijela.
You have left that body.
I vi ste napustili to tijelo.
Just like a shirt which you have left on the floor because upravo, it's useless.
Upravo poput košulje koju ste napustili zato što je beskorisna.
And we will all say, oh, you have gone from us.
I mi ćemo svi reći, oh, ti si otišao od nas.
That is the external transmigration of the soul.
To je izvanjska transmigracija duše.
Internal transmigration has taken place where during one life.
Unutrašnja transmigracija se dešava u jednom životu.
And the external one is taking place when you give up the body.
A izvanjska se dešava kada napustimo konačno to tijelo.
And according to your desires and your activities, you will go to a next body.
I prema vašim željama i vašim aktivnostima vi ćete ići u sljedeće tijelo.
Krishna continues his instructions by saying, talking about this material universe.
Krishna nastavlja svoje instrukcije govoreći o materijalnom svemiru.
He says everything here is made of five gross material elements and of three subtle.
On kaže sve je sačinjeno od pet grubih elemenata i tri suptilna.
Earth, water, fire, air and ether.
Od zemlje, vode, vatre, zraka i etera.
And mind, intelligence and false ego.
I zatim uma, inteligencije i lažnog ega.
These are the building blocks of the material reality.
To su cigle od kojih se sastoji materijalna realnost.
According to a Vedic understanding, earth is not just the humus where you put the grain seed.
Prema vedskom shvaćanju, zemlja se ne odnosi samo na zemlju, na humus u koju stavljate sjemenku da raste.
But it's all the solid all solids.
Vec se odnosí na své krutiny.
Water is all the liquids.
Voda se odnosí na tekutiny.
Fire is all the energetic substances or energies.
Vatra se odnosí na své energetické substance.
And so on and so forth.
I tako dalej, tako dalej.
So he says, Krishna says, these are my material energies.
I Krishna kaže, to su moje materialne energije.
This material energy goes through different phases.
Ova materialna energija prolazi kroz različite faze.
Creation, maintenance and destruction.
Stvaranje, održavanje i uništavanje.
He says, I am behind this great material universe and all the activities which go on because it is my energy.
On kaže, ja se nalazim iza svih tih materijalnih energija ovog svemira, jer to su moje energije.
Without me this all this couldn't exist.
Bez mene sve ovo ne bi moglo postojati.
Just like heat and light could not exist without the fire.
Upravo kao što svjetlo i toplina ne bi mogli postojati bez vatre.
I am the generating seed of all existences.
Krishna kaže, ja sam sjeme iz koje proizlazi čitava egzistencija.
All that is existing springs from the spark of my splendor.
Sve što postoji proizlazi samo iz jedne iskre moga sjaja.
And I am situated within the hearts of all living entities and directing all the birds.
Ja sjedim na mašini svih živih bića i upravljam svim njihovim djelovanjima.
Yes. So Arjuna, when hearing this, says, can you give a proof of all this?
I Arjuna kad je ovo čuo, pitao je, možeš li dati dokaz ovome?
Because people in the future might not believe your words.
Jer možda ljudi u budućnosti neće vjerovati u tvoje riječi. On je tako rekao.
And this Krishna showed Arjuna the universal form.
Na to Krishna je pokazao Arjuni univerzalni oblik.
He showed him how everything exists in him.
On mu je pokazao kako sve postoji u njemu.
And Arjuna saw thousands of suns rising simultaneously in the universal form.
I Arjuna vidio kako tisuće sunaca izlaze istovremeno u tom univerzalnom obliku.
He saw the different planetary systems.
On je vidio različite planetarne sisteme.
He saw the matter in its unmanifested form.
On je vidio materiju u svom nemanifestiranom obliku.
And he saw also the future in this form.
On je vidio također budućnost u tom obliku.
He saw a big mouth.
On je vidio velika usta.
And all the soldiers entering into this mouth and not returning.
I sve vojnike kako ulaze u ta usta i ne vraćaju se više.
The whole battlefield seemed to be sucked up.
Cijelo bojno polje izgledalo kao da je usisano.
And this shocked him so much that he asked the question, who are you?
To ga je toliko pogodilo da je on postavio pitanje, tko si ti?
And the form answered, time I am. The destroyer of the worlds.
I ovaj oblik je odgovorio, ja sam vrijeme, uništavaoc svjetova.
So Krishna showed him another aspect, that is his time factor. In this is one force of him, how he is represented in this world.
I Krishna mu je pokazao jedan svoj, dakle, aspekt, vrijeme, koje ga reprezentira u ovom svijetu.
So by now I think all of you, like Arjuna, understand who is Krishna.
Ja mislim da do sada već svi vi shvaćate kao i Arjuna, tko je Krishna.
Now there cannot be any doubt.
Mislim da sada više ne može biti sumnje.
He is God.
On je Bog.
But see, I wanted to give this explanation so that you see that God is not just some old man with a gray beard.
Međutim, htio sam dati ovo objašnjenje tako da biste mogli shvatiti da Bog nije samo nekakav stari čovjek sa dugom sjedom bradom.
Yes, who is frustrated that the people on the earth, planet earth, don't care for him, but instead read newspapers with worldly affairs.
On nije takav nekakav stari čovjek koji bi bio frustriran što ljudi na planeti Zemlji ne mare za njega, već čitaju umjesto ga rađe novine i slične stvari.
See, the concept that God is a old man with a gray beard is utterly material.
vidite koncepcija da Bog, da je Bog nekakav stari čovjek sa sjedom bradom i u potpunosti materijalna koncepcija.
It means that God once was young, but because he is so old, he has become a little senile and his hair has become gray.
Vidite, to,
calcium problem.
To znači da je kao Bog jednom davno bio mlad, ali pošto je puno vremena prošlo, on je ostario i pomalo je postao senilan i ima problema sa kalcijem, tako da je njegova kosa osjedila.
And if God is becoming older, then one day he will be dead like a mouse after the winter.
I ako malo još vrijeme proteče, onda će Bog konačno i umrijeti kao miš nakon zimske sezone.
Yes. But miska sezone, yes. So but this concept here, it shows you how Krishna is a ruler of time.
I ovaj koncept vam pokazuje kako je Krishna gospodar vremena.
The whole material world is just an energy which moves under his order.
Čitav materijalni svijet i njegova energija koja se pokreće pod njegovom naređenju.
He is in the heart of everyone, present everywhere at the same time.
On je u srcu svakoga, prisutan uvijek svuda u isto vrijeme.
He is the origin of all the souls.
On je izvor svih duša,
which are in the material bodies,
koje se nalaze u materijalnim tijelima.
Suffering birth, old age, disease and death.
I ispaštaju zbog rođenja, starosti, bolesti i smrti.
See, this is a very important understanding for yoga.
To je vrlo važno shvaćanje za jogu.
God cannot be under the rules of matter.
Bog ne može biti pod upravom materije.
And by connecting with him you also become free from the influence of matter.
I povezujući se sa njim vi također postajete oslobođeni materije.
How to do this, Krishna told Arjuna in the later chapters of the Bhagavad Gita.
Kako to učiniti, Krishna je rekao Arjuni u kasnim poglavljima Bhagavad Gite.
He said, engage your mind always in thinking of me.
On je rekao, angažiraj svoj um uvijek razmišljajući o meni.
Act for me.
Djeluj za mene.
Become, so to say, my agent in this world.
Postani
my instrument.
Instrument u ovom svijetu.
Yes, become my devotee.
Postani moj štovaoc.
Mm-hmm. And worship me.
I obožavaj me.
By coming in contact with Krishna in such a way, your life will transform.
Dolazeći, kada dođemo u kontakt na takav način sa Krishnom, naš život će se transformirati.
It's just like if you put iron into fire, the iron also becomes full of fire.
Ne, upravo kao kada stavite željezo u vatru, željezo će također postati vatra.
That's the highest art of yoga, to transform and develop your inherent spiritual qualities which you all have because you are spiritual.
To je najviši oblik joge, da probudimo i transformiramo, se transformiramo i da probudimo ono što već postoji u nama, jer mi već jesmo svi duhovne duše.
The last instruction to Arjuna is give up your plans which are made from your false ego.
Zadnje uputstvo Arjuni je napusti svoje planove koje su koje je rodio lažni ego.
And become an instrument in my plan, in my arrangement.
I postani instrument u mom planu, u mom aranžmanu.
Do not fear of any reactions which might come from this world.
Ne boj se nijedne reakcije koja može doći od ovog svijeta.
I will protect you.
Ja ću te zaštititi.
So, after this, Krishna asked Arjuna, have you understood my instructions?
Nakon toga, Krishna pitao Arjunu, jesi li shvatio moje uputstva?
Arjuna said, yes.
Arjuna je rekao, da.
And I will do as you want me to do.
I ja ću učiniti ono što ti želiš da učinim.
Everyone who saw Arjuna, the great general of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, fighting, was pleased.
Svako ko je vidio Arjunu, velikog generala na bojnom polju, bio je jako zadovoljan.
Even those on the opposite side.
Čak i oni na suprotnoj strani.
Because he was empowered.
Jer on je bio opunomoćen.
then you stop working according to your own false egos.
Kada prestanete djelovati u skladu sa svojim vlastitim lažnim egom.
And connect to the all-powerful plan and arrangement of Krishna.
I povežete se sa svemoćnim planom u aranžmanu Krishne.
You will leave your limits and become free of conditioned life.
Napustit ćete svoje ograničenja i postati oslobođeni od uvjetovanog života.
You will become empowered.
Postat ćete opunomoćeni.
To give you a very simple example, if you for you it is possible maybe to move with a speed of 15 kilometers an hour. Is it effect when someone runs?
Na primjer, za vas je moguće da se krećete brzinom od 15 km na sat kad na primjer trčite.
However, if you go into an autobus,
međutim ako odete u autobus,
you can go 80 kilometers an hour.
Možete ići 80 km.
Or sometimes even 90 or 100.
I ponekad čak 90 ili 100.
Because you are not moved any longer by your own muscle force.
Jer se ne krećete više snagom svojih vlastitih mišića.
But by the powerful engine of the autobus.
Već uz pomoć moćne mašine autobusa.
In the same way, if you become a part of Krishna's plan, you're not any longer moved by your own limited strengths.
Na sličan način, ako postanete sastavni dio plana Krishna, odnosno Boga, onda se više ne krećete svojim vlastitim sposobnostima.
You're not longer moving according to your own intelligence.
Ne krećete se više prema svojoj vlastitoj inteligenciji.
But you're moving due to the strength which moves the whole universe.
Već se krećete zahvaljujući snazi koja pokreće čitav svemir.
This is real freedom.
To je istinska sloboda.
Also it means it is freedom from the shackles of birth and death.
Također to znači oslobođenje od rođenja i smrti, od okova rođenja i smrti.
So I have reached my end.
I ja sam došao do kraja.
I want to thank you very much.
Želim vam mnogo zahvaliti.
You might have seen and both Navadvipa and myself, we felt very enthusiastic to deliver this talk to you.
Možda ste vidjeli, mi smo bili entuzijastični za ovo predavanje.
I want to also encourage you this evening to please, in your own time, engage yourself more with this Krishna consciousness.
Ja vas želim zamoliti da u svoje slobodno vrijeme, da u svoje slobodno vrijeme također angažirate u svjesnosti Krišne više.
Please do not think this is just some new movement.
Molim vas, nemojte misliti da je to samo nekakav novi pokret ili
nešto. It has a very long standing tradition.
To ima vrlo, vrlo dugu tradiciju.
Which goes thousands upon thousands of years back.
Koja ide tisuće i tisuće godine unazad.
The Bhagavad Gita is a has become part of the important books of the world literature.
Bhagavad Gita je postala jedna od najznačajnijih knjiga u svjetskoj literaturi.
But you have to read and understand the Bhagavad Gita together with a spiritual practice.
Međutim, vi morate čitati Bhagavad Gitu ili shvatiti Bhagavad Gitu uz duhovnu praksu.
So therefore I want to recommend you to read the Bhagavad Gita which we have translated.
I stoga vam preporučujemo da pročitate Bhagavad Gitu koju smo mi preveli.
Because that this book is presented within a living spiritual tradition and has therefore the potency to inspire also you for a meaningful life in this material world.
Jer ta knjiga je predstavljena u živoj duhovnoj tradiciji i stoga ima tu moć da vas inspirira u vašem životu.
We have a book table.
Mi imamo štandove sa knjigama.
And you can also talk with the devotees who are here about these books. And
i možete također porazgovarati sa baktama koji su ovdje.
Yes, and also I want to invite you very much to come to our Sunday feast in Zagreb. It's only 45 minutes from Zizak if you drive like a fast driver.
I također vas želim poslati na naš nedeljni program u Zagrebu. To je samo oko 45 minuta od Siska, ako vozite brzo, kao brzi vozač.
Hvala lijepa.
Hvala vam lijepo.
Thank you very much. This Moshe. Thank you very much. So we will now come to